Pendragon, Book 6, The Rivers of Zadaa. Journal Number 20. Zadaa. It began with a battle. A nasty one. Then again, is there such a thing as a nice battle? I guess this one seemed especially vicious, because it was over something so trivial. At least, that's what I thought at the time. At stake was a couple of gallons of water. I'm serious. Regular old everyday water. Not exactly the kind of thing you'd expect a group of professional warriors to fight to the death over. But that's not the way it works here on the territory of Zadaa. Water here is more valuable than food, more valuable than treasure. It's even more valuable than life. I know. I've seen people risk theirs to get a few precious drops. How messed up is that? Mark, Courtney, it's been a while since I've written a journal to you guys, and for that I apologize. I think after I tell you all that's happened since my last journal, you'll understand why. From the time I arrived here on Zadaa, I haven't had much time to think, let alone kick back and write. I'm doing it now because I'm about to set out on an adventure that was long in coming. I've tried to avoid it, but now I have no choice. Starting tomorrow, life is going to be very different for me. I feel as if I'm closing the first chapter of my life as a traveler, and beginning a new and more dangerous one. I know that doesn't seem possible, but it's the truth. Before I tell you about it, I need to let you know what happened since I landed back on Zadaa. You'll need to hear it all to understand why I've chosen the path I'm about to take. Maybe writing it down will help me understand it a little better myself. You won't be surprised to hear that St. Dane is here. I've already run into him. It wasn't pretty. But more about that later. I also have a good idea of what...